Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day it is, certainly in this area and in the villages. We have been blessed by God in so many ways. We've gathered here today to give blessing to God and thanks to God for how He touches us each and every day. Zacchaeus means righteous one. That was his name, righteous one. But he wasn't living up to his name. He is a tax collector, but not simply a tax collector of the temple taxes, no. Rather, he is an official tax collector of the Roman government. He was working for Rome and was collecting more taxes than was required so he could line his pockets. In fact, his job made Zacchaeus very rich, and he was despised by many people. The taxes collected went to Rome, except for the extra money that the tax collectors pocketed. Jesus is the Savior who seeks the lost, and Zacchaeus was certainly one of the lost ones, and he was in need of saving, and he knew that, and he knew Jesus was coming by. And certainly Zacchaeus wanted to be there. Zacchaeus had to change his position. Zacchaeus had to change his view about life. Zacchaeus had to change his projection about how he was working and walking in the Lord. He was despised by society for taking advantage of people as a tax collector. He was greedy and he was selfish. Had very little compassion, and his heart, like his stature, was very small. By changing his perception, by changing who he wanted to be, he was open to growth, and not simply personal growth, but he was open to spiritual growth. How can I get closer in the Lord? How he did go by and from being unloved and hated to accepted and forgiven. He first grew by changing his position about life, about who he was going to be, about how his entire identity got changed. In spite of his character flaws, he managed to put himself in a place where Jesus would find him. He had to, because he was short. And there was no way Jesus could see him unless he was well positioned. So therefore, he climbed the sycamore tree. Instead of staying hidden behind the crowd, he climbed to a place where he could be seen and already enabling him to see more clearly. He was proactive. He was proactive because he knew he had to change. It's not easy to change our understanding. It's not easy to change our position on certain things. It simply is not. In fact, that's what we're talking about in our book study. When we think we have a clear sailing for the waters that are ahead of us, when we think we have a clear sailing for what life is going to be, how do we change when all of a sudden we get to a point and we think we're happy and satisfied, but all we see is more mountains? How do we get over those mountains? By the grace of God and also changing who we are. His opinion and the view of life had to reverse in any situation or issue during our own lifetime. This will happen. In the process of change, we experience loss. We experience loss for the old identity. We are no longer who we are. And Zacchaeus had to go through that. But sometimes it can be hard to change our identity. We get very comfortable with who we are, what we are about, and we really don't want to change, even though the change may be better for us. Change requires energy. Change requires trust. Change requires getting on our knees, saying to our Lord, "Lord, here I am. Change me into likeness of you. No matter what it takes, Help me, dear Lord, to go in a new direction. Zacchaeus had to do this. Ironically, Zacchaeus was perched in the sycamore tree, which was an important tree for the poor. The sycamore tree bore fruit of an inferior fig, which was food source for those who were economically disadvantaged. It was symbolic that he came from that tree and made his commitment while standing under its branches. We can't underestimate the symbolism of what it took place at that moment. Zacchaeus, there at the sycamore tree, Zacchaeus saying, I am no longer going to be haughty and about myself. Zacchaeus under that sycamore tree saying, I am for all of you. I have changed because of the Lord. This was good news to the poor. This is good news in the very essence of Jesus' message in the Gospel of Luke. On that day, Zacchaeus grew as he was transformed by the presence of Jesus into a generous person, a godly person, a more likable person. When we encounter, I mean truly encounter the Lord, we are changed as well. Zacchaeus says to the Lord, look, half of all my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Jesus' response was, today, salvation has come to this house because he too is the son of Abraham. Recognition. Zacchaeus recognized and understood that he needed the Lord. He needed the Lord because he was a sinner and in need of all the grace of God. Zacchaeus' perception was limited, narrow-focused, but changing his position resulted in a personal encounter with Jesus. And that's how Jesus works. When we are ready to have a personal encounter with our Lord, he is there for us, arms wide open. Arms wide open saying, here I am. Come and see me. Here I am. Come before the altar of God and be with me. Here I am. No matter where you are today in your walk with Christ, no matter where you are in your own personal relationship with our Lord, Jesus does not abandon us. He forgives us, walks with us, and is willing to be with us at this moment right now. After his announcement, Zacchaeus, he quickly came down from the tree and was filled with joy. He was filled with hope. He was filled with expectation. And that's what God does for us in Christ. His self-esteem had been elevated to a new height. His heart grew 10 times that day. I believe that Zacchaeus got a big boost because he experienced acceptance. He experienced acceptance and inclusion for the love of Jesus for the first time. Zacchaeus becomes a generous man. Not only did his generosity help his community, it liberated him from the life of greed. It liberated him from the life of guilt. It liberated him from the life of corruption. In the past, his thought was only about himself. Now he was focused on others and how he could build the kingdom of God to make his life and God's kingdom a better place. My prayer for you, what part of Zacchaeus' life do you have to turn over to the Lord? What part do you have to admit, I need help. I need you, Lord, and come with me this day. So as you come before the Holy Eucharist today, before the altar of God, give all that you are about. Encounter the Lord. Let God know that you are here for him and that you want to be blessed by his presence. Amen.